You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to listen to Recitals with Tongue now, and we'll be having a chat with Xanthi from the band just after this. That is Recitals with Tongue, and we have got Xanthi from Recitals on the line. Kia ora, Xanthi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's nice to chat with you about some very exciting news. For a wee while, we had that beautiful song to listen to from you guys. For a long time. but you've finally put out a new single called Rock Dove, and you've been signed to Flying Nun. That's a bit special. How are you feeling?
But it's a bit surreal. It's quite weird to put something out after sitting on it for so long.
Yeah.
And also not being able to tell people.
Yeah, big secrets are hard, especially in small communities where everyone's like, I want to tell my one mate, but if I tell my one mate, all my mates are going to find out.
Yeah, I don't know if we did a great job of keeping it a secret. There's also seven of us, so...
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about who's in the band, Xanthi, because you've all been in various musical projects before, you're all kind of come from quite different sonic backgrounds, maybe. Do you want to run through who's in the group and what you play, how you came to be, sort of the origin story for Recitals?
Sure. So I guess I moved to Wellington halfway through 2019. I decided that I kind of wanted to make a big band that had, I guess the prerequisites for it were to have lots of women to play with, and also to be in a band that would get to play late at something.
Yes, yeah.
I played bass all through high school, so I play bass in Recitals, and I've started playing more guitar as well recently, and also singing in the band as well. Then... Christian and Josh, we sort of became like a core kind of group, and I met Josh through Rock Quest because of his band Soda Boys. I met Christian through playing gigs in high school, and then everyone else sort of joined the band through me doing like public call outs of people.
Oh, cool.
Especially I met a lot of people from To The Front, or like formerly Girls Rock Camp, so that's how I met Sam and Tarushi. Olivia did a lot of did some work with Soda Boys and has also worked with other people that we know, like Carbon Carb. Mm-hmm. And then whoever I mentioned, Carla. Carla, I got recommended as a key player.
Cool.
So yeah, kind of just really random ways of coming together, and it took a while for the members to sort of solidify as the group it is now, but it works really well.
I think it's really awesome because what you've got is such a I guess such a collection of different musical minds and different sounds and backgrounds that you've come from. All the various bands that you're all otherwise involved in have a very different sound to what Recitals is, and I think that's maybe why it works so well, is it's very much its own sort of magnificent beast created up from all these quite disparate parts. How did you guys kind of decide on what the Recitals sound was going to be? Because it is very unique.
Yeah, I think definitely having people from lots of different musical backgrounds, especially people like Carla, who's done opera, and Olivia, who's done like a lot of NZSO stuff, it makes it quite limitless. Like, there's no parameters to what we do because everyone's so talented and everyone plays multiple instruments. But I guess in terms of finding a sound, I think the same thing also applies. There's kind of no rules to it. Like, even the music that we're writing now that's not in that album is kind of completely different in a way. I think a lot of it came together through just recording, really.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of gained a cohesiveness through the process of recording. And the only reason why we spent so much time recording, I guess, because we were in a pandemic and there wasn't really anything else to do. So it kind of gave us time to hone in a little bit. But kind of a hard question to answer when I guess there is a sound that we make collectively, but also there's this sort of limitless type of feel to it where nothing's really off the table, I guess.
Yeah, totally. I think,
and there's still a lot to explore.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that having just had that one single out in the world for people to sort of get really interested in what the rest of this noise was going to be like. And then also kind of for us here in Tamaki Makaurau, not ever having a chance to see you guys. We've been doing so much kind of like trying to find 10 seconds on an Instagram story of you guys playing, to that, what was that like, you know, how does that sound? And I'm always surprised because you bring in instruments and things that you don't necessarily see in your classic, you know, rock group lineup. You've got, you know, trumpet, Tarushi's amazing trumpet in some of these tracks, and it feels like, as you said, limitless in the way that you're drawing on ideas and drawing on concepts. How does the writing happen for tracks? Does one particular person do it? Does everybody bring songs to the group? How does that happen, Xanthi?
It's definitely the same sort of vibe as what I was talking about before. It's definitely not like a secret solo project or anything. I guess definitely at the start of it, it was a lot of like me and Christian writing stuff together, me, Christian and Josh, and then sort of fleshing it out with more people. A lot of the songs have had quite a long life, and some of them have been there from the start. Like Rock Dove was one of the first songs that we wrote, but there's sort of multiple renditions of it, I guess. So it sort of had one chorus and then we recorded it and then changed it and whatever. So it really varies a lot. Like, I guess, for example, Tongue is something that I just wrote in lockdown and then brought to the band, and then we added that massive section at the end. So some of them are just an idea that me or Christian or someone has brought to the band, but some of them are also just, we have a band practice, we don't have anything to do, so we just start playing something new. So just really depends.
It's really magical, the sound that you've sort of brought to these first two tracks. I'm excited to hear the rest of the record. Tell us what it's called, and maybe I'm sure it's hard to describe what it's going to sound like, but is there a kind of a feeling or an idea you've got for this new album?
It's called Orbit One. I guess I don't necessarily feel like it's easy listening, like it's quite active listening. and it kind of holds like a sense of duality, like it's both really chaotic, but then there's also really ethereal parts of it. So I think that's probably what you could expect, but it's really just kind of a time capsule of the time that we've spent together thus far, especially with COVID.
Yeah, totally. I think that's something I've really enjoyed kind of seeing from a distance about what you've been doing, is it does feel like taking a very introspective world that we've all been sort of forced to inhabit over the last couple of years and blowing it out into this big, loud, wide sound and kind of inviting people into that space. There's something very generous and quite lovely about that, I think, as a type of music to listen to and hopefully for us to get to see at some point. Are you going to be heading up this way anytime soon? I cross all my fingers.
Yes, we're definitely heading to Auckland.
Awesome.
We kind of would have liked to come earlier, but alas. But yeah, you can expect a show from us with the release.
Excellent. Well, that is very good news. I think we better listen to this new single now, Xanthi. Thank you so much for speaking with us. When is the album out in the world?
It's out August 26th.
Fantastic. Not that long to wait then. We'll see you soon.
Not long at all.
Thanks, Xanthi.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.